Last Words of John Brown by Neri Ward. Neri Ward's text-based shoelace installation, Last Words of John Brown, is almost 5 meters wide, over a meter tall, and installed directly into a white wall. The installation forms a phrase in quotation marks that reads, "This is a beautiful country." The words are made up of hundreds of red and black shoelaces that have been threaded into holes in the wall that form the letter's shapes. Each lace drapes down from its hole, falling to a different length. Viewed from a distance, the words are rendered cleanly by the precise placement of the holes. Yet the effect is messy and organic, as if a billboard has been overgrown by a voracious jungle vine with red and black suckers. Viewed up close, the letters dissolve as the tangle of individual laces comes into focus. Created in 2018, Last Words of John Brown is part of Neri Ward's series of shoelace installations that investigate how art making and activism overlap. The phrase, "This is a beautiful country," is cited as the last words of John Brown, an abolitionist who was put to death in 1859 for his use of violence in fighting for the freedom of black slaves. The work calls attention to American history as well as to contemporary issues surrounding race, identity, and politics. For the artist who ascribes a certain amount of animism to his materials, the shoelaces make general reference to an anonymous mass of people through their ubiquitous universal use. Neri Ward is renowned for his ability to combine politics and historical references with personal identity, creating work that is unifying and humanistic at a time of extreme division worldwide. He's known for his sculptural installations composed of discarded material found and collected in his neighborhood. In previous works, Ward has repurposed objects such as baby strollers, shopping carts, bottles, doors, television sets, cash registers, and shoelaces, among other materials. He recontextualizes these found objects in thought-provoking juxtapositions that create complex, metaphorical meanings to confront social and political issues surrounding race, poverty, and consumer culture. Ward intentionally leaves the meaning of his work open, allowing the viewer to provide their own interpretation.